eats behind the trailers, feels a feeble-minded failure. Yesterday he was a kid, it seems that even time is airward. No one could say his name and he feels lonely. A brony, a phony kid, pretending to belong has made him stony. Only smiling, staring into space, thinking about his bae. Picture in his wallet helps to get him through the day. Other students don't acknowledge if they see her there, and he don't bother telling parents if they'd even care. Scared, how's he supposed to put his feelings into words when the one who makes him happy doesn't even come from Earth? And so he hides it all and acts like ponies are gross, and ensures that he's anonymous whenever his soul is exposed. Took a dozen searches just to find her figurine, so he takes it out and kisses it goodnight before his bitter dreams. Face and pillow deep, muffled burdening the whimpers. Behind the wall of sleep, somewhere worlds away, she whispers.
Think of me when you're out there. I'll beg you nice for money.
She's not real.
And when the world treats you way too fairly, well, it's a shame I'm a dream.
Each morning he awakens, nourished brain with courage, play absurdist. But soon days go on, and when it fades, he's nervous, maybe hurt. One has to ask if a Galatia's worth the pain and service. But loud doubts don't break the surface, her mate is perfect. And soon the love's up in his chest like how a geyser goes. If she's not real, how come he always sees her when his eyes are closed? Love and verve, or the closest thing that he deserve. To elope with her, he needs some rope so he can leave the earth. Wrong planted in the queue. People only ruffled feathers. Maybe he got sent here just because his cards weren't shuffled better. He knows that she and him should be together somewhere heavenly. He's had enough of all of life he's seen, and he is 17. Fate can acquiesce. He finds his dreams were accurate. Down another capsule, he could pray she was a Capulet, a stirring in the ether. Now he's sure it has to be her. He loves her. Oh, he'll tell her when he sees her. Now he's backyard in the grass, all alone except for stars. Plastic hooves on collarbone, calm and prone, exit starts. Wrote at his goodbyes, and now the lights align in shining space. Closing both his eyes, he thinks he sees her crying, smiling face.